Hey, welcome in here to wrap up KER Politics. Final segment, 9 minutes and 50 seconds, almost 10 minutes. I'm talking with Dr. Charles Page. Charles is the author of the book that we are offering to anybody who wants it. It's entitled A Spoonful of Courage for the Sick and Suffering, Transforming Your Greatest Challenges into Your Biggest Blessings. I read the book cover to cover, and I have to tell you, there are some fascinating stories in there coming from Dr. Page. Doc, what I want to talk about first is I want to talk about mandated vaccinations. That's a subject that is near and dear to the hearts of an awful lot of very active bloggers. How do you feel about that, sir?
Well, I'm not excited about any kind of mandated things where people push their agendas on us. I think we have to look back at several different, you know, kind of root issues before we make a good informed decision about whether or not we're going to take a vaccine or not. So, first of all, we need to realize kind of where we came from. I mean, there's, you know, the old saying, we have a saying in Texas, don't take down a fence post until it was put up, until we know why it was put up in the first place.
Right.
And so that fence post was there, Al, because, you know, people were dying of all kinds of things. For example, the DPT vaccine, diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus. I mean, if you've ever seen anybody die from tetanus, and I've seen some cases of diphtheria when I've worked in hospitals on, you know, in the third world. I mean, those are bad diseases. And so, you know, there's a benefit to those vaccines. For example, MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella. I mean, if you've ever seen, I remember when I was in college, I went and worked down in Mexico, and there was an outbreak of measles, or sarampión, as they say. And,
Yep. Man,
seeing kids die of measles, I mean, it really kind of wakes you up to the reality of the benefit of vaccines. So that's one of the reasons why that fence post was put up. Think about the polio vaccine. I mean, a couple of years ago, I was in Africa and I saw a young man who developed polio. And, you know, so if we think about those things, there's a reason why that fence post is up there. But here's the big controversy. A lot of the things, a lot of the additives that they're putting into these vaccines are dangerous, especially for kids. There's this substance called thimerosal, which is kind of it has a specific type of mercury in it. And there's some people that maintain that this thimerosal causes Tourette's syndrome, ADD, all kinds of neurologic problems, and specifically autism, and SIDS, and all these things. And, you know, there's been studies both ways, you know, that show that there's no reputable studies, is what the CDC says, but there's other people that say, hey, wait a minute, they've done tracings of this, and there's like, one part per million, or one point in each one of these vaccines, and over time that accumulates, and it's even higher in each one of these doses than what the EPA recommends for people. So there's some real issues here, and there's a lot of people saying, hey, we're giving our kids these vaccines, and I mean, they're getting autism, they're getting Tourette's, they're getting ADD, and a lot of these other neurological problems are from the fact of the vaccines and what we're doing to people. And so, you know, we kind of have to take all that into view before we make a good decision. We think about, right now, the big thing right now is the coronavirus vaccine, you know, the COVID vaccine. And, you know, we have both political parties saying, well, you know, Trump's touting this is going to be great. And then, of course, you know, the other side and Biden are saying, well, man, this is terrible because Trump invented it. But, I think it's going to be a different issue. I mean, we're not going to be giving the vaccine to young people who would have these things. This will be something we're going to be giving to more senior people and people at risk. So I don't think there's going to be the risk there. And that's what everybody, I think, needs to think about, you know, before we, you know, even with the government. You know, the government loves to mandate things and try to do kind of this broad stroke when we're individuals and we each need to make our own good informed decisions. So I don't really want to kind of, you know, kind of beat people over the head and say, well, government shouldn't be mandating, because there's a reason why that fence post is there. But on the other hand, I think we need to take a step back and look at the risk and benefits for everybody. And so probably, I think for my kids, you know, they've all had all of their shots. None of my kids are going to go to Harvard, you know, but they don't have a neurologic disorder, you know. So we've been fine. But I think you have to look at those things. And you have to realize that a lot of times to be able to go to public schools, you have to have those vaccines. And so if you're going to make that decision, and you can make that decision, you have to understand the consequences of that is you may have to homeschool your kids. And
yeah.
So those are all things you've got to think about before you make those decisions.
Chuck, I think that's a very good point. I want to ask you one other question real quick here. We've got about, got about 4 minutes left here, a little bit less than that, but I've got a very active member of our audience. His name is Larry. He's a retired dentist, very much of a naturopathic fan. Actually, the guy talked me into doing some acupuncture for muscular issues that I have, and that acupuncture seems to be working pretty good. Talk a little bit, in your opinion, about naturopathic medicine and conventional medicine, would you?
Well, that's a great question, Al. So, you know, once again, I went through kind of the classical medical training, you know, and once again, during that training, you know, there's that saying, when all you have is a hammer, all the world's a nail, you know?
Yeah.
And so often, you know, I think in medicine, we try to hit every nail with the hammer that we have, and there are a lot of diseases that we just can't explain in medicine. And one thing I've realized over the past 20 years or so is that, you know, sometimes we don't have all the answers in medicine. You know, sometimes there are diseases and entities that we really haven't understood very well yet. And so, you know, I don't think that, you know, that medicine has all of the answers. You know, one of the interesting things I've kind of learned over the years is that, you know, the medicine that at least we learned in medical school was really kind of just fixing the symptoms to the problem and not really taking, you know, a look at the underlying root causes of why this happened in the first place. And I think that's one of the things where naturopathic and homeopathic medicine or functional medicine comes in, is that, you know, these people look at not just the symptoms and not just how to put the Band-Aid on the problem, but really look at the root causes. And so, you know, there's a whole new field of medicine that's opening up in this area. So, you know, I think, though, too, we need to realize that there's a lot of charlatans out there that they're going to try to sell you some snake oil and tell you that this is going to fix all your problems and charge you a bunch of money for some things that are not really going to work and have not really been proven. I mean, they may make intellectual sense, but there's no studies that show that. So I think you kind of have to go in with an open mind. You also kind of have to go in a little skeptical. But, you know, I think you need to be a little skeptical of the medicine that I practice, too. I mean, you know, everything that we do in medicine has risk and benefits. And so you have to go in with an open mind. And I think the thing I would encourage folks is to really try to become your own healthcare advocate and learn in the process.
You know, Dr. Page, I got to tell you, I appreciate everything that you're saying. I happen to agree with both the topics, your opinion on both of these topics right now. Again, I want to offer your book, A Spoonful of Courage for the Sick and Suffering, Transforming Your Greatest Challenges into Your Biggest Blessings. You let me know if you want that book. You let me know where to send it. My nickel, I will do it. As I said, I've read the book cover to cover. There are some absolutely miraculous stories in there. I also want to stress one other thing. Dr. Page will be on the show on a weekly basis. Any questions that you might have for him, not necessarily going to address them in daily editorials unless there is a plethora of those questions. I guess I should use the word are, a plethora of those questions. But we will address them either in daily editorials, I promise, or we will address them on the weekend radio show. Dr. Charles W. Page, you're a good guy. Thank you so much, sir.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.